Hey, Drogba, making an impact in MLS. And I write about how in the twilight of a great football career, the 37-year-old Drogba is now delighting fans and making a big impact in his inaugural Major League Soccer season. Drogba signed with the Montreal Impact and made his first start for the Canada-based club on September 5th. And talk about sudden impact. Drogba became the first player in MLS history to score a hat trick in their first league start. The still powerful striker immediately showed his versatility as he recorded a perfect hat trick, scoring one goal with his left foot, one with his right, and one with his head in Montreal's 4-3 victory over the visiting Chicago Fire. In his first six matches for Montreal, the dynamic Drogba has scored seven goals. Our VOA listeners can read my blog post at blogs.voanews.com/sunny. Once again, that address, blogs.voanews.com/sunny. Our friend in Lagos, Shagun Dot on the spot Adeyemi, read my Drogba post and had this to say: "Nice one, Sonny. I'm keenly following Didier Drogba's career in MLS, and I featured him at least twice in my weekly Nightline Africa Sports, which our listeners can hear Sundays on The Voice of America." And then Shagun continues, "Together with Obafemi Martins, the Nigerian international who is the highest paid Seattle Sounder in history, Drogba has ignited my interest in MLS." Shagun continues, "Drogba has retired from international football, but I hope Martins can reenact his Sounders FC goal-scoring form when he rejoins the Super Eagles." Magnus Chisholm Onwuadiwe, the humble apostle of the sunny side of sports, who's based in Owerri, Imo State, Nigeria, also read my blog post and responded, "More goals to come from Drogba." Finally, another old friend, the old sports emperor, Barry Mon. Remember him? He checked in after reading my blog post. Barry writes, "Very nice job, Sonny Man. Crisp, cool writing that captures both the spirit and energy of Drogba's majesty. Thanks for sharing."
Hey, g'day, mates. Remember me? This is the old sports emperor with a red-hot listening tip. That's right. Give a listen to my pal, the bright and lively Sonny Man on the sunny side of sports, right here on The Voice of America.
This is Larry Zamude, Chairman, Chief Executive, Sports Radio 80.9, Brilla FM, Lagos and Abuja, Nigeria. Let's talk to you about Brilla FM. It's Nigeria's only sports station, of course, with partner, the VOA. VOA! And so you can listen to Sunny Side of Sports on 80.9 Brilla FM, Lagos and Abuja. Keep listening, Africa, and enjoy Sunny Side of Sports on Brilla.
Thanks, Dr. Larry. In addition to sports radio, 88.9 Brilla FM stations in Lagos and Abuja, Dr. Larry also has stations in Kaduna and Onitsha, Nigeria. We're delighted to be your partner, Dr. Larry, so keep it sporty.
The Voice of America, VOA.
Joining us once again on the VOA is David Legg, our African football guru. Good evening, David.
Thank you, Sonny.
David, the two big club tournaments, the CAF Champions League and CAF Confederation Cup, have reached the semifinal stage. We've had first leg action in both competitions. Let's begin with the Champions League, David. Both semifinal matches played in Omdurman, Sudan. Al-Merrikh 2, TP Mazembe 1. And in the other semifinal, Al-Hilal of Sudan 1, USM Alger of Algeria 2. Your thoughts on those two matches, David?
Well, Sonny, the dreams of an all-Sudanese final are pretty
thin at the moment because Marek have got a very slender lead and they've conceded a home goal. And I'm afraid, despite the fact that Al Hilal's coach says they're still in with a good chance, I will have to respectfully disagree. When you lose at home in the first leg, Sonny, and you concede two goals, your chances are very slim. Let's look at Al Marek first. They went into their game against TP Mazembe very confident. Their coach, Diego Garzito, he coached Mazembe to the Champions League crown 5 years ago, and he really was looking to put one over Mazembe. He was talking about a 1-2 or 3-goal victory. What he didn't say, but I'm sure he had in the back of his mind, was we mustn't concede a home goal. Well, it all started well for Marek. Late in the first half, Coffey, a Ghanaian, put them ahead. But perhaps the crucial moment of the first leg, Tony, came after 77 minutes when the Tanzanian Thomas Ulimwengu equalized from Mazembe. And I think we all know when you're playing in the African club competitions and it's a tight, close contest, those away goals can be potentially crucial. To the credit of Marek, they came back through their star player, Babacar. He's also known as Al Medina, and he scored after 80 minutes. So it's a 2-1 victory. So essentially, Sonny, Marek have got to go to Lubumbashi this weekend and force a draw. On the other hand, Mazembe know that if they win 1-0 at home, they will go through on the away goals rule. So an intriguing tie. I suspect Mazembe must be slight favourites to go through to the final. Recalling, of course, that a couple of weeks ago when Mazembe played their last group game at home in Lubumbashi, they destroyed the Moroccans Maghreb Tetouan by 5-0. I certainly do not envisage such a one-sided scoreline, but Mazembe at home very strong, and Marek must have wished that they won 2-0 or at the very least 1-0, but unfortunately it was 2-1, and that away goal could yet come back to haunt them. Al Hilal, 24 hours later, they made a dream start against USM Alger. El Taib, their star striker, scoring after just 2 minutes. It doesn't get much better than that. But USM came back. Awadia equalized after 17 minutes. Then Hilal missed a second-half penalty. And just after that, Vikesh scored for USM. So they've got a 2-1 advantage. Sonny, there have been cases of clubs coming from a home defeat, but they're very rare in the CAF Champions League. And I'm going to predict with a pretty reasonable amount of confidence that USM Alger will go through. If you think about it, they just need to draw at home in the second leg, also this coming weekend, to make it to the final. On Saturday, it's USM Alger against Al Hilal. That match will be played in Algiers, the capital of Algeria. And then 24 hours later, on the Sunday, in Lubumbashi, in the south of Congo, DRC, it'll be Mazembe against Al Marek. I said before the semifinals, I thought it would be Mazembe-USM final, and I guess those results have not forced me to change my mind. And that's interesting, Sonny, because then, for the second consecutive year, we would have an Algeria Democratic Republic of Congo final. Last season, of course, it was Anton Sétif against V Club, and Sétif won that final over two legs on the away goals rule. So an interesting situation there. Mazembe got to the semi-finals last year, so they'll be absolutely desperate to go at least one step forward and make it to the final. Remembering, of course, that these teams are playing for a lot. The winners of the CAF Champions League receive $1.5 million. And they also get an invitation to the FIFA Club World Cup, which will be staged in Japan during December.
Lot to play for, David. That's our African football guru, David Legg. And David will be back on Thursday's Sunny Side of Sports for a look at the CAF Confederation Cup tournament.
Voice of America! Voice of America.
In National Basketball Association news, Chicago Bulls star Derrick Rose will have surgery on his left eye today, Wednesday, after being elbowed in the face. Rose, the NBA's most valuable player in 2011, suffered an orbital fracture on Chicago's first day of practice. It's the latest in a long line of injuries for Rose, and it comes just a few days after his Bulls teammate Mike Dunleavy Jr. had back surgery. Dunleavy is expected to be sidelined up to 10 weeks. His father was a longtime NBA player and former NBA head coach. Speaking of injuries, South Africa rugby captain John de Villiers arrived home Tuesday and is due to have surgery on the broken jaw that has ruled him out of the World Cup and ended his international career. The 34-year-old de Villiers broke his jaw for the second time in 2 months in South Africa's 46-6 victory over Samoa on Saturday. He then announced his retirement from Test rugby after 107 international appearances. De Villiers returned to a hero's welcome in Cape Town, where about 100 flag-waving boys from his former school and a scrum of media and well-wishers greeted him at the airport. South Africa, a two-time Rugby World champion, will next play Scotland on Saturday in Newcastle, England. In results Tuesday, Namibia lost to Tonga 35-21 in Exeter, England. It was the second consecutive loss for the Namibians. I'm